In the Introduction to Case Management course, you learned about the steps in the Salesforce case management process. Before we begin, let's do a quick review. Salesforce applies a systematic approach to case management. A case is routed to an agent's queue during the receive phase of the case management process. After receiving a case, the agent will need to verify certain pieces of information to ensure that the case has been routed to the correct skill group. After the required case information has been verified, the agent will accept ownership of the case. As the case owner, the agent is responsible for working the case by researching, testing, and recommending a resolution for the customer's issue. If the agent is unable to identify a resolution, he will need to escalate the case to a higher tier of support. Once a resolution has been identified, the agent will ask for and confirm the customer's approval to close the case. Viewing, entering, and maintaining cases involves working with a lot of information, including customer contact information, notes about customers' technical issues or questions, information about related cases, service level agreements, knowledge articles or other information items related to the case. We want to handle our customers' questions and issues accurately, quickly, and efficiently. But managing all that information as you work through the steps of the case management process can be challenging. But the Unified Agent Console consolidates customer case information to provide you with easy access to the information you need to handle cases quickly and efficiently. The Unified Agent Console will be your primary tool as you move through all the phases of the case management process. The Unified Agent Console is a Salesforce application that provides a unified view of customer case information, such as customer contact data, details about the customer's technical issue or question, records of communications with the customer and with other agents who may assist in resolving the case, relevant knowledge articles, and a lot more. It consolidates this information into a few screens that are segmented into panels to make locating the information fast and easy. It links relevant data so that information is automatically updated. And the design minimizes the time spent switching among data source screens to create, locate, and update case records. What all this adds up to is increased productivity and increased customer satisfaction through high-quality, one-and-done support for our customers. All success agents can use the Unified Agent Console to manage their cases, whether they are working on new cases or providing assistance on cases that are in progress with other agents. This course is designed to give you an overview of what you need to know about the Unified Agent Console. In this course, Andy Jones, a Tier 1 success agent, will learn to describe the function of the Unified Agent Console and state its benefits, enable the Unified Agent Console, describe the major components of the Unified Agent Console, and explain how LiveOps coordinates with the Unified Agent Console in customer communications. Let's get started. First, how does Andy get started using the Unified Agent Console? Now that we've shown Andy how to enable the Unified Agent Console, let's give him an overview of the components of the main screen. Now, let's open a case and show Andy the components of a case screen. Andy wants to know if he can adjust any of the Unified Agent Console screens to fit the way he wants to view the case information. Let's show him how. Andy will be using LiveOps as his means to talk to customers by phone about their cases. LiveOps and the Unified Agent Console work together to handle incoming and outgoing calls and to provide a means for agents to locate and enter call information into case records. Let's give Andy an overview of how they work together. We have given Andy an overview of the Unified Agent Console, its components, how it works, and its benefits. Let's review a few takeaways from this course. Andy learned that the Unified Agent Console is accessed through the Salesforce app menu. The navigation tab displays a list of Salesforce tabs that you can access, such as accounts, contacts, and cases. In the Cases tab, you will have access to a number of list views that display cases. On the main screen of a cases list view, you will see summarized information for cases that have been assigned to that view. Clicking a case number or subject will display detailed information about the case. This information is arranged in panels. You can view case information arranged in panels in either the case detail view or the feed view. The information in the case detail view is organized into sections such as contact and account information, description information, case category, case activity, case escalation information, and more. The feed view provides a consolidated list of all the activities that have been taken on the case. LiveOps, a cloud-based telephony system, allows you to make and receive customer calls through your computer network and incorporate your conversation notes and activities as records in the Unified Agent Console. There is much more to learn about using the Unified Agent Console in the case management process. Check out the courses in Help and Training for Case Management 101, Case Management 101 for Triage. You have completed the Introduction to the Unified Agent Console course.